In the day's other news, the United States formally charged that Russia organized the hacking of Democratic political sites and state election systems. The Department of Homeland Security and the Director of National Intelligence said it is an effort to interfere with the election process. We get more now from David Sanger of the New York Times. David, thanks for being with us. What's the significance of this and the fact that it comes, what, almost 4 months after we first heard about these hacks?
That's right, Judy. And we reported in late July that the government and intelligence agencies already had high confidence that it was Russia. What was interesting about this statement are sort of three big things. The first is that the White House decided to formally do this. Usually, President Obama has been very reluctant to name foreign actors who were believed to be behind big hacks. They named North Korea in the Sony hack 2 years ago, but declined to name China in the hack of more than 20 million security files from the Office of Personnel Management, and didn't name Russia when they hacked into the State Department, White House, and Joint Chiefs of Staff emails, mostly unclassified emails. But in this case, I think they felt that it was getting too close and that they had to issue a warning to the Russians not to mess around on November 8th with voter rolls or other elements. I think the second important part of it, Judy, is that by naming them, the president's now got to announce what he's going to go do about it. And they haven't said that. He could do economic sanctions. He could take covert action. But there's always a worry in cyber that you get into an escalation issue where we do something, they do something back, and it can get much bigger.